Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight we want to do something a little different. We have with us Randall and Hannah Cartwright. Give it up for the Cartwrights. It's been so great. You've been on staff now how long?
This is our eighth year.
Eighth year.
Ooh, that's
wow.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and such a blessing to the church, such a joy to work with. And you've got a very interesting story, and some of the people have seen it on Facebook, but when I watched what you had put together, it was so powerful. I really felt it would be an encouragement to people at several levels, because it's an insight into your own life, the journey God has had you, both of you, on as a couple, and some incredible things that have happened. We'll start with this. You were adopted. And so tell us a little about your parents, your adopted parents, choosing you, and how all that came about.
Yeah, so I was adopted when I was an infant. I was 3 months old. And my parents, they could not have children on their own. They couldn't bear children. So they prayed about adopting. And so they went through all these different avenues. They reached out to all these different adoption agencies, and every single one of them that they reached out to, there was such a long waiting list that they wouldn't even accept their application. So it became a dead end, you know, in their road of adopting, until my parents were on staff at a church in Memphis, and the pastor of that church led them and told them about an adoption agency in South Carolina called Tender Loving Care. It's part of Jim Baker. It's part of the PTL. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that. But so they went down that avenue and reached out to Tender Loving Care, and they actually met a certain criteria for them to adopt me. It allowed them to adopt me. So honestly, it was a miracle on their side how that all played out. You know, there was times where they're like, is this ever gonna happen? And it allowed that to happen, so. Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, we're going to learn a little more here, because Randall has put together a video, and this fall has been momentous for he and Hannah. And so we're going to share this video, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about it. So roll tape.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to hop on here and make a video, kind of share what's been going on in my life these past few days. A big part of my life has been my adoption. I was adopted when I was an infant. My birth mother was too young to take care of me, so she decided to put me up for adoption, and specifically wanted me to be adopted by a spirit-filled couple. All my life, I've never really known who my birth mother was. By accident, my parents found out her first name, and my court papers labeled me as Baby Lawrence. My family and I kind of guessed that could have been possibly my last name. So, you know, it's been an area in my life that has always been kind of a mystery. My parents gave me a letter when I was a little older, a letter that my birth mother wrote. She wrote it while I was in her womb when she was carrying me. And it was a very special letter that kind of explained just her change of heart, how the Lord really changed her heart while she was carrying me, and really encouraged me to follow God and to give my heart to the Lord as well. My wife Hannah gave me a present for my birthday. I think it was my birthday or Christmas, a 23andMe DNA test. I took that test and found out, you know, I was basically I had French and German in me, a little bit of Iberian. This 23andMe shows those who have also taken the test if we have similar DNA results, possible relatives. So fast forward, a few days ago, September 8th, I was going through my phone and kind of deleting old apps that I never use. And I was literally about to click delete, and I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to open it up. I opened it up, and I saw that there was a new DNA match for a possible relative. So I looked, and it was it labeled this person as a first cousin. So it kind of piqued my interest. For some reason, just out of curiosity, I clicked on this this girl's page. Her name is Julie. And I messaged Julie and I said, I noticed that 23andMe has labeled us as potential first cousins. I was born on January 3rd, 1985 in Rock Hill, South Carolina. My birth mother, all I know of her is her name is Christy, and I was adopted. Do you happen to know a connection, a woman named Christy with a possible last name Lawrence? So she messaged me back probably an hour later and basically said, yes, she is related to her. I have a half brother named Josh. And that Christy has reached out to the adoption agency and left her info open, hoping for me to connect. I was not expecting that at all. Now, today is September 11th. Julie and Julie's mom are the only ones that know on their side. And they are going to meet Christy this Sunday in 2 days. And they're going to tell her.
Something for you. Oh, thank you. Just for you. Yeah. I figured since it was grandparents' day, you would want pictures of your grandkids.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where's Nose? So I can see it in my new place, right?
Yes.
You're welcome. I thought I was like, I'm going to bring that to you. Where's my glasses? Same glasses.
I know.
Right. Who's that?
Those are your grandkids.
What do you mean?
That's your son, Christy.
What? He found me on Tuesday.
What?
Yeah.
It's September 15th, and we have arranged a phone call. between me and Christy. I still can't believe this is happening. I mean, I'm about to talk to the person that I owe so much to. So tonight, I will be talking to my birth mother for the first time. Christy.
Hey, Randall.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I feel like I'm going on an interview or something.
Oh, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, too.
This is,
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I've been so nervous all day. I wanted to tell you this. I mean, you know, people have asked me what would be the first thing you would say, you know, if you saw and met your birth mom, and I always said the first thing I say is thank you. Thank you for what you did. Because I have a blessed life. And I can't imagine what you went through and the decision that you had to make. I just can't imagine. So I'm very thankful.
It's November 6th, and today is the day. It's a big day, and I'm going to meet my birth mother for the first time. We're going to meet up 35 years later. Just so exciting. And I have been so happy the way things are going so far. Our conversations with Christy on the phone have been so good, and just there's a peace all over this. So today's the day, tonight's the night, and we will meet for the first time. Family, and this past weekend has honestly been better than I ever expected. Learning about who they are sharing each other's stories, sharing each other's common interests, looking through hundreds of photos, watching home videos, so many memories, so many laughs. It's been a weekend I'll never forget. And learning about this family, they all love Jesus. Most of them have been involved in ministry and currently in ministry, leading worship in churches and missionaries to other countries. It honestly comes full circle for me. Learning about Christy and her life and to see how all of this that has unfolded is so timely. Everything in the past 35 years, God has just orchestrated it all to come to this point for me and my family, and for Christy and her family. And it just shows the truth of the perfect timing of God.
That's incredible, isn't it? Let's praise the Lord. That's an amazing story.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. That's so emotional. Such an amazing story.
It's
well
so
done.
Encouraging.
Thank you for sharing it
it's
with
so
us.
So encouraging and inspiring on so many levels. Yeah. And I think the faith it took for you to reach out. And I think one of the questions as I watch is when did you know that you wanted to do that? Like, what motivated you? Was it something that you knew from childhood or?
Yeah, I've always known I was adopted. My parents have always told me. I don't remember the day, you know, it's always been part of my life. And I'm so thankful that they have told me, you know, throughout my life. And you know, growing up, you know, I've kind of got on kicks of like, man, I want to find my birth mother. And my parents, man, they just been so supportive. They're like, you know, whenever you want to try to search for your mother, we will help. We'll be behind you. And so, you know, throughout growing up, you know, there's been times what I would try. We reached out to the Tender Loving Care Adoption Agency, which we found out no longer exists. So there was just no avenue we could take to really find her. In the video in September, you know, honestly, I wasn't in a season where I was like really trying to really find her. Honestly, it's crazy, but like I said, I was going through apps on my phone and there was the 23andMe app popped up. I was like, man, I never opened it. I never opened it. It's been years, a couple years since I've opened it. And right when I was about to delete, you know, just, you know, if you have iPhones, you know how it shakes before you delete it. So I was about to delete it, but I felt the Holy Spirit say, no, open it. I didn't want to cry. I'm sorry. I'm not a crier, honestly.
He said he's not a crier this whole time, and the whole family's like, okay.
It looks like I am a crier, but I'm not. But the Holy Spirit said, open it up. I opened it up, and that's kind of how it all happened. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't trying to search for it at that moment. So that's kind of all it came about.
Hannah, did you give the gift thinking something like this could potentially happen?
No, originally I gave it more so as like a health history. So we started having kiddos and they would always ask what his health history was and if, you know, down the line there had ever been anything. And that was always something really big in our family. They just have a lot of different things in health history. And so the test I got on was actually DNA and health. And so that was originally why I had bought it. I mean, obviously in the back of our mind, we thought maybe, but it was always one of those things where he had searched like white pages. Anytime we had kiddos, he kind of started this little itch of searching. But in that moment, it was more so driven health history and kind of in the back of our minds, what if?
Wow, that is such an amazing thing. One of the things that you purposed is if you ever met your birth mother, yeah, one of the things you would say is, thank you. Talk a little bit about that. And maybe there's a few things that you didn't say in the video that were certainly a part of her decision.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, people, like I said, people would ask what's the first thing you would say. And I always said, I want to say thank you first, because just because the life that she couldn't give me, she made that decision to give me the best life possible. And I do have a great life. And so I wanted to tell her that. And so I told her that, that was the first thing I told her in person was thank you. Because she made a sacrifice. You know, she was young. You know, it was a hard decision for her. I can't even imagine, you know, that decision. And she actually shared with us on the phone, that same phone conversation, that she was, there was a time where she said that she was going to end the pregnancy. And so she prayed through that and made a decision to put me up for adoption. And so so I'm just so thankful that she made that decision. And sorry, gosh, I can't talk. My gosh. I was preparing for this. I'm sorry. I tried so hard. I can sing in front of you all day, but I don't know if I could do this all day. But so she a part of the story too is, like I said in the video, she specifically requested a spirit-filled couple and pastors. And she chose, without even knowing my parents, that they, like I said, they met that criteria. And so I'm thankful that she chose them without even knowing who they were. She chose them. She made that decision. So the first thing I wanted to say was thank you.
You know, and when I hear the story, and I think one of the things I want to say to everybody that's watching either at home online or at any of the campuses or here tonight, you may be facing a similar decision. And that is a heartbreaking set of circumstances. But I really want to encourage you the value of life, of human life, and to, if you're considering an abortion, to recognize that that's a baby that's inside you that's been conceived in the purpose of God. Yeah. And sometimes what seems like a mistake to us or something that God couldn't use and we just want to move on, I just think this story is such a beautiful example of how God can redeem a set of circumstances and not only use a person's life, think of that, but then bring wholeness to your mother's life, and she's experienced that through all of this as well. It's really amazing. As you process this, has it made you think about God's love? And I mean, he adopted us. And so what's, either one of you, what's running through your heart?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to share or do you want me to go first? Honestly, just the examples that both sides, my parents and her, have shown. So the sacrifice that she made, show me the love of God, show me how Christ could, you know, the sacrifice, ultimate sacrifice. And then my parents, they raised me in godly ways. They put up with me and, you know, the rebellious years and all that stuff. But they have loved me, they supported me, and they give me, you know, they just provided for me, and they blessed me. So I love you guys, and they give all, I give them all the credit. But just for how they've shown me the love that they give me is a reflection of God's love. And I think, you know, people, you know, search for, I just had someone come up to me last Sunday in the atrium after they saw this video on Facebook and said, you know, your video touched me. It showed me what love is. And he's like, I've been searching for love in the wrong ways, and your video has shown me how God can love. I mean, it's just the love of God. And so, yeah, I just think just by my parents, by what Christy has done, just as a reflection of that. So,
what were you going to say, Hannah?
There's just so many things, you know, even in the video, as I was watching it, that reminded me of Christ's love. Honestly, my mom said, does it feel weird welcoming strangers in your house, you know? And I was the camera crew most of the time, but I was the one that kind of got to take it all in, and I'm videoing, and you know, it's just such a great picture of God. Like, you're not a stranger to him. He opens his door for you when you arrive. He doesn't just open the door, but he embraces you and loves you and looks in your eyes, and you're not just connected to him, but then he introduces you to a family, you know, Randy and Kathy, and they embraced her, and the kids embraced her, and it just was such a great picture of, you may feel like a stranger to Christ, but he's opening the door, he's welcoming you in, he's embracing you, he's introducing you to a family. And it's not just a, hey, family, but you're sitting at his table. You're learning and sharing and growing. And so it was just really cool. And then watching this, I'm like, wow, we got to be a part of that, you know, the way he just represents love. So, yeah.
That is really beautiful. One last question. One of the things you said is the perfect timing. And so 35 years.
Years.
That's a long time.
This is a very long time.
How's it the perfect timing?
Well, I think I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. In Ecclesiastes, it says there's an appointed time for everything. And so I really believe that this is happening for a reason. I mean, when I told Hannah, when I got that message that, yes, you know, that I'm related with the whole 23andMe message, I was like, man, this is happening for a reason. I don't know why I wasn't expecting it. But, you know, I think for me and my family, it's a good time just to have closure with something that has just been always a wonder. And then for Christy and her family, hearing Christy's story, and the journey she's been on in the past 35 years, it's been a rocky road for her, but in the past couple years, she's just been going uphill in the relationship with God. Her relationship with God has been growing and growing, and she even shared with us, like, it's just like these past couple years, God's just been dropping blessing after blessing in her life, and then I come into the picture, and then other things happen. It's like, man, I mean, honestly, I told Hannah this, I'm like, I'm so thankful it's happening for our family, but I really believe it's, honestly, the reason why it's happening is for her. And there's a lot of healing taking place. Without going into any details, there's a lot of healing taking place, a lot of restoration taking place. So this is the moment this needed to happen. And so it was the perfect timing of God.
You know, and Debbie and I were talking about your story this afternoon, and I think one of the scriptures that comes to our mind is Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, I couldn't help but think there are some people that are tonight, you're in a place where you're thinking, why hasn't God done anything? Why isn't God working? Why isn't God answering my prayer? Why hasn't God opened that door? There are things we can't understand, but we know this, he is wise and he is loving, and he is good, and he is never, ever late. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Wherever you're at tonight, whatever you're going through, his timing is perfect. 35 years seems like a long time. Hard to understand 35 years, but now when you see it all come together, you say, wow, she's getting to see what God has done in you, in your life, with your family, and God is leading her on a journey before she meets you of drawing closer to him. It's a beautiful, beautiful illustration of the unique way God works, but he is working. And some came here tonight and you're wondering, or some are watching tonight and you're wondering if God hears, you wonder if God cares, you wonder if God is at work. And the fact of the matter is, he hears every single prayer. He is watching over you. He is at work, whether you can see it, understand it, feel it. And on a day like any other, when you're ready to delete the God app, he's going to come through. He's going to show you. You know what I'd like to do is, there's some people tonight, and your story's been so beautiful. It's really been great. Really. And part of it is just your willingness to be vulnerable. You know, a lot of times people aren't willing to do that. And there's an encouragement to people when we're vulnerable. And I think there is, God honors that honesty that says, God, I need you. And so what I'd like us to do is, I would like across all the campuses, if you're watching online, you need to do this here at the South Campus. If you're in a situation, I'm going to have Debbie pray here in just a moment, but if you're in a situation where you're just saying, you know what, I needed this, because it just seems like God has not answered and I don't understand what's going on, and it's hard for me not to lean on my own understanding and not say what's happening and what's wrong and when and does God care. But tonight, the Lord wants to strengthen you in your faith. The Lord wants to encourage you. The Lord wants to touch you in your situation. And who knows, tonight, tomorrow could be the day you get that answer. But across all of the campuses or at home and here, would you stand right now? If you need special prayer, you're needing God to touch you, you're saying, I just need, people are standing up here at the South Campus, many, many people. So stand up, don't be afraid, be willing to be vulnerable. There's a blessing in that. And so what we want to do, let's stand right now. And Debbie, would you lead in prayer? And all of us, let's join together. Let's pray for these who have stood.
For those watching online too, we want to pray with you as well. Heavenly Father, God, we just lift every person across every campus and watching in homes or wherever they are right now, God. And God, they are in a place, God, where they are just seeking you, God. They need you, God. They've been waiting and they've been wondering, God, are you there? And tonight, God, I pray that you would reassure them, that your presence, God, would move into their heart and into their mind to remind them, to reveal to them, God, that you are going before them, that you are leading them, even though they cannot see, God. You are leading, you are directing, God, you are moving, God, you are preparing the way for them. God, and you are going to move.
Yes.
You are going to
answer.
Yes,
you are, Lord.
God, I pray specifically, God, for the girl out there, maybe more than one, who, as Pastor John said, may be making a decision or contemplating a decision, God, with regards to a child that she's carrying. God, I pray that you would speak to her heart right now. God, that you are going to help her, that you are going to give her the faith she needs, that you are going to provide for her. I pray that you would give her an answer, that you would direct her tonight, God. Lead her to people that can help her, God. We pray. And God, we pray for miracles to come forth out of tonight, God. We thank you for Randall and Hannah, for them sharing their story, for the encouragement it has been to your church and to every one of our hearts. And we give you praise and glory for what you're going to continue to do through this story and in the life of every person standing tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.